And I recommend that you read, you'll see it when you believe it, that chapter on detachment, because it sort of wrote itself through me. And I practice, have to work at practicing it all the time, having as many children as I have, to understand that I am not the source of their happiness and that they are not the source of mine. And sometimes it sounds almost callous, but this is what he suggests in The Way to Love that'll help you to experience love in a non-attached way. How do you love someone and not be attached to them? And attachment means that I become immobilized if I don't get what it is that I'm seeking. Attachment doesn't mean that I'm not attracted to you, that I don't love you, that I'm not happy with you, that I don't love things. Detachment is about understanding that if what you would like to have from another person is not available, then you don't become immobilized. And he says, here are two tests. First, can you say this to other people in a detached way? I am not really attached to you at all. I am merely deluding myself into the belief that without you, I will not be happy. Can you be in a relationship with anyone, including your own children and family, and be able to say to them that I am deluding myself into the belief that without you, I will not be happy? And the second is, this is the toughest one, I think, of all. One that I've met very few people who are in relationships, love relationships, spousal relationships, and so on, who can pass this test. Be able to say to the person you love, I leave you free to be yourself, to think your thoughts, indulge your tastes, follow your inclinations, and behave in ways that you decide are to your liking. You have that freedom, and you have my love in the process. It's a great test. One that I have failed on many occasions in my life. But I'm working on. I haven't failed it so much with my children. Somehow I think the advantage I had in growing up in the way that I did in a series of foster homes until I was almost 10 and being required to go out and earn my way in life, not having someone hand it to me. Somehow that gave me the ability to allow my children to be what they needed to be, because I don't think I'd be where I am in my life had someone else handed it to me. And I must say it's one of the great conflicts I've always experienced with my children, is how much do I give of the wonderful abundance that has showed up in my life, and how much do I withhold and allow them to create it for themselves. And I have found that most of the time when I give too much and take over for them and do it for them, that not only do they fall, but I find myself suffering more as well. And that when I allow them to figure out a way to create it for themselves, even if they get a little bit upset about it, that generally speaking, they're more at peace, and so am I in the end. So a mind that is open to everything and attached nowhere is a mind that says, I'm open, I'm listening, I'm willing to accept anything. I've never considered that point of view before. Tell me more. Wow, I'd like to hear about that experience. Maybe I can try that. I'll give that a shot. Yeah. That really appeals to me. I've always thought that that couldn't happen, but why should I believe that it can't? And when it comes to illnesses, and when it comes to the things that we think we have absolutely no control over, I'm open to the idea that anything is possible, and I'm not attached to the outcome, including my own happiness. Because as I said in a little novel that I wrote a few years back called Gifts from Icus, her parting message to everyone was, there is no way to happiness. Happiness is the way.